Blog Talk Radio.
Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the designer here. We come to you each Monday at this 1 o'clock hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with very talented hosts touching on many different subjects, so page through the programming page today to find a topic that may interest you. Today's show, giving our appliances a little TLC, because we can't afford not to, is sponsored by Taiwan On, an organization dedicated to assisting young men in learning to dress for success. Through the empowerment of fashion shows and how-tos from successful men in the community, Taiwan On gives a free tie to every participant, along with instructions on how to tie it. They also have the ability to switch out their tie for another one from Taiwan On, for just the price of a stamp. You know, Frederick Douglass said, it is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. So stay tuned for more information about this program. This spot can be yours, and you can tell the listeners about your business, your organization, event, or craft, or wish your special someone a happy birthday or congratulate them on a job well done. Simply sponsor a show. If interested in becoming a part of this design, please visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page and message me. You can also visit the Facebook page for after-show information and tips. Find us at www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That's www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas, and that's One Designer, Two Ideas is just one entire word all squished all together. So really, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I did. I really did. I am going to be a grandmother again. Yay! I'm so happy. And the baby is due in December. So congratulations to my son, Brandon, my daughter, Karen. Okay, so on with the show. You know, kitchen odors can be the worst. And we can all get a sense of the stench when we walk in the kitchen and join the group standing in the middle of the floor, declaring their innocence when all the time it could be coming from an appliance. Now, dishwashers, garbage disposal, stoves, and refrigerators cost way too much not to be treated with a little tender loving care. On a recent trip I made to Lowe's last week, I learned appliances and their costs, they're serious business. Why the refrigerator Junior and Josie will take to ABC University when they go this month or next will set you back a pretty penny. For that reason alone, knowledge of how to treat them should be front and center. We do not have a dishwasher. We did not have a dishwasher when I grew up. We were the dishwashers. Me, my sisters Nisi and Tina retreated each evening after dinner when it was our week to do manual labor in the family kitchen. My parents left it all up to us. They left and watched TV or finished the laundry or sat outside on the lawn or sat in and relaxed while we labored. Well, you know, anyway. My stepmother, with her white glove mentality, would come back in the kitchen as we were doing the dishes and inspect the dry dish rag. Anything that was not up to her standards got returned to the dishwater. It was exactly the same at my mom's house where I lived full-time. I was the only child in her house, and every week was my week. Cleaning the kitchen included wiping down the outside of the refrigerator, the top of the stove, the counters, kitchen table, and then when you drained the sink, you wiped it out dry. We swept nightly, and when at my father and stepmother's house, my brother took the garbage out. I guess you can say Ray was our version of a garbage disposal. At Mom's, my stepfather made the garbage his duty at night after I cleaned the kitchen. Not much was different in my house raising five children. We lived in apartments with a complete complement of appliances, the stove, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, and garbage disposal, and some with only one or two other than the stove and refrigerator. Just like my siblings, my children had kitchen duty on the weeks. I worked until 1 a.m. and got home around 1:30. I felt, as my parents did, that the sink should not have dirty dishes overnight. If there were dishes in my sink, and you can ask any one of my five children, if there were any dishes in the sink when I got home at 1:30, I didn't scream, I didn't yell. I just walked to their bedrooms, woke whatever child it was for that had kitchen duty that week, and told them to wash the dishes. Yes, I did that. I honestly think I only had to do it once because I think the other kids got the message that it was very important for me to come home from work and have a clean sink. Listen, I want to know what you guys think. Tell me how you clean your kitchen while we're going through this. You know, while I'm going through this about cleaning the kitchen and our appliances, how do you treat your appliances? Give me a call, 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. Okay, I admit that many times I did not use the appliances available to me, as I did not know how to use them. Take the oven. We had a self-cleaning oven in one of the apartments that we lived in, and I was not sure how to use it, but I thought I'd give it a try one Sunday. I learned that self-cleaning meant burning the food off the inside surface of the stove. Burning means smoke, which activated the smoke detector. This bellowing taught me a few things. Number one, keep the stove clean, and B, if I had to clean it, to keep a can of odorless Easy Off under the sink. I think I used that self-cleaning feature one time, and that was the only time I used it. The kitchen is a place, and you know that all of you know this, and I probably don't have to say it, but you know how important the kitchen is. The kitchen is a place that should always be clean, appliances included. It's where nutrients are prepared so that everyone in the house may go out and conquer the world on a full and healthy stomach. Today, it seems each modern kitchen has every comfort afforded, whether the landlord supplies it, or we purchase a house with these appliances, or we purchase them ourselves. Mom once said, when you pay for something, you learn its value. And I think she was right. Appliances come with manuals, but I bet I can count on one hand how many of us have taken the time to read the manual, how to take care of it, when to take care of it. I did not. If I had read that manual on how to use the self-cleaning feature of that stove, I bet you it wouldn't have been any smoke. Anyway, we won't talk about that anymore. Because now when I clean the stove, it's me, Easy Off, and a sponge. All right, then. All right. Today we offer our kitchen nuggets, and that's what I call our appliances because they are sweet golden nuggets, especially with the price. We offer them a little TLC because they cost too much not to. We start this love fest off with the hardest working appliance in the kitchen. Who wants to take that? Call in right quick before I go through this. 1-347-326-9930. Which appliance in the kitchen do you think is the hardest working appliance? I'll play some music for a few minutes and give you a chance to call me. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. say, hey, y'all, I'm back. Well, we didn't receive any phone calls, so I will continue the show. The hardest working appliance in the kitchen is the refrigerator. It is the only appliance that never turns off. Martha Stewart calls the refrigerator the kitchen workhorse. To keep it in good working condition, it should be cleaned on a regular basis, contents monitored, pitched when they smell, updated when they expire, closed when they are left open. Spills should be wiped up immediately, and the manual should be read. I helped a friend of mine. It asked me to help her clean her college son's apartment so that they could get the deposit back. So I did. There were four gentlemen in that apartment, and I guess the other mothers didn't want to help, didn't care about the deposit, didn't have the time. I'm not sure, but I ended up helping. And, you know, it only cost her one can of Pepsi, so I guess it was affordable. We go in, and we clean the entire apartment, and it's looking good. We make the kitchen last because in this apartment, the door walked right into the kitchen. So I'm not sure she had opened up. Well, I'm going to take that back. She had not opened the refrigerator before I got there. So we kind of opened it together, and when she opened it, I was like, whoa, what is that? It was a package of fish. We didn't open it. We didn't open it to see what it looked like. We were not interested. Not only did we throw that out, we took it out. We went past the dumpster. We didn't even put it on their floor. We took it outside to the dumpster. Obviously, they had a ham, I'm going to assume, because there was glaze adhered to the glass of the vegetable bin. See, these are things that can cause appliances not to work right. And you may wonder, you may wonder to yourself, how is that? But, the refrigerator is working to capacity. It goes on, it goes off, it keeps our food fresh. The odors in the refrigerator can affect the rest of the food. And I don't think I have ever seen glaze adhered. Just there. We actually, and I did have a plastic paint scraper that we actually used. I put hot water. It was soaked. In the microwave, I warmed up a cloth, put it on there. We had already turned the refrigerator off, and that is one of the things I want to make sure I say, please turn the refrigerator off before you start any major cleaning of it. So we had already turned it off. I put a hot cloth on there just to see if that would help, if that would just get at least start the glaze on its way. And it did. And then I used a plastic paint scraper to get it off. But these are extremes. Refrigerators should not be left in that condition. That is just – that's. But, you know, hey, young men, they might not have – I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how they went in that refrigerator every day and didn't smell that fish. But that, I don't know. But we ended up cleaning it, and you may be surprised that they did not get all the deposit back. It was not because of the kitchen. That it was because of the carpet, which I think a lot of renters are affected by the carpet. But anyway. I was happy that the kitchen was not the problem. I was happy to help her. But these are situations, and my son just moved into an apartment, and I have stressed to him the importance of keeping that refrigerator clean. So I sincerely hope that he at least one time in his 23 years will listen to his mother. Anyway, he is a good boy. He does listen. Anyway. To keep the refrigerator in good condition, it should be cleaned on a regular basis. Contents monitored, pitched when they smell, updated when they expire, closed when they're left open. Spills should be wiped up immediately and the manual read. I hope my son is reading his manual. There's a lot of stuff in the refrigerator. There are a number of odors coming together. I recommend, as my mom did, placing an open box of baking soda to absorb them. There are other ways people have used. I have seen suggestions on using cat litter, coffee grounds. You do the research and you decide. I use and open a box of Arm & Hammer baking soda. You can clean the coils. That's a good thing to clean to keep them dusted and make sure the refrigerator is not getting hot. I do suggest, if that is something that you're going to do, I not only should you turn the refrigerator off, but you should unplug it. I wouldn't bother with the coils unless it was unplugged, okay? And also, follow any instructions or directions that's in the what? The manual. You got it. You got it. Always turn the refrigerator off before starting a thorough cleaning. That includes taking the shelves and drawers out and cleaning them. The goal here with the refrigerator, with the stove, with all the appliances, is to extend its life because they ain't cheap. So keep that in mind. I'm sure if you've been shopping, you already know that. Then there's the garbage disposal. The garbage disposal is not, I repeat, is not a garbage can, although many mistake it for one. The sole purpose of a garbage disposal is to aid in dish cleaning before washing them, either by hand or in the dishwasher. And we'll talk about that later in the show. They are not for dumping leftovers. If you smell something, they are attached to a number of drain pipes, and replacing pipes and unclogging the drain can be expensive. Plumbers are expensive. They earn their money, but they are expensive as well. To help the garbage disposal keep churning away, one, always use cold water during use. Two, never pour oil or grease or fat down the drain or the garbage disposal. Cooking grease can destroy pipes from a buildup of oil, butter, and even bacon drippings. Number three, try not to put peels of apples, oranges, even potatoes in the garbage disposal. Number four, don't put large amounts of anything in it. Number five, if you do smell something, let me tell you what it might be. It may be bacteria growing coupled with food residue built in on the blades. Keep it clean by pouring 2 cups of ice cubes, followed by 1 cup of salt and vinegar. My son Raymond hates the smell of vinegar. run the cold water and stand back, and then run the garbage disposal for 5 to 10 seconds. Stand back just in case the cubes didn't melt and they are flying. So maybe stand back and protect yourself. The ice will clean. How will this work? The ice will clean the sludge off the blades, while the salt and vinegar will help with the odor. Contact the manufacturer or plumber if this does not work. Okay? You know that these are electrical appliances, and if you've been with me any time, you know how I feel, honestly, how I feel about messing with electrical appliances. If you know what you're doing, go for it. If you don't, please do not put your hand in the garbage disposal. Call a plumber. Call someone who knows what to do about that. The dishwasher is another hard-working kitchen appliance. Even though it washes constantly, it's not self-washing. It's so busy taking care of other things. Odor can form inside of it. Food particles have to be removed. That little basket that's at the bottom of the dishwasher. If you notice that, food gathers there. All you need to do is just clean that off. Every 3 or 4 washes to get rid of the odor, remove the bottom rack and remove all food particles that have lodged under the rack. I suggest that you do this on a regular basis, removing the food from the little cup that where the food gathers. But I do suggest after 3 or 4 washes that you manually, make sure there's no food on the rack, make sure there's either rack. Just pull them out, look at them, wipe them down, and let's see how that works out. Now, you check the racks, as I said, for food particles themselves. Then, after you clean the cup, pour a cup of white vinegar in the bottom of the dishwasher and run it in a normal cycle. And then when it's done, it should be fine. The odor should be gone if there was one. And always wipe the outside of all appliances, not just the dishwasher, but all of them. And here we come to the stove. Wow, the stove, with its burners and drip pans, boiled over food drippings. Keeping it clean is a must. You will be frying potatoes and smell steak. Why? Because maybe when the steak was cleaning, it spilled over, you know, on the stove and it was not wiped up. Can't wipe it up itself. So you may continue to smell everything that you've cooked. So please, keeping it clean is a must. Wiping off the top of the stove as well as under the hood helps a lot, too. You know, the over exhaust hood, yeah. Please, the inside of that, if you boil a lot, the smoke coming from the pot can attach itself to the top of the hood. Well, if you don't wipe that off, it'll get hard. So if you're boiling again, you're making gumbo or you're making spaghetti noodles, or my son makes the ramen noodles, it can loosen and drip down into the pot that you are using, you know, now. So that might be a good thing to always keep that clean. The oven should be cleaned on a regular basis. If food is not cleaned and the oven continues to be used, that food can cook into the enamel of the stove. And not even Easy Off will get that off. So you'll be there with the Easy Off and the SOS pad and the paint scraper, and it will not come off. If you're renting, it may be a problem, you know, if you don't get everything that was off the stove. If they have to come in and clean it, you may be charged. To keep spillage from forming on the surface and the racks of the oven, use aluminum foil. Read the manual. I know how many times have we heard that today. Read the manual on using the self-cleaner feature. The hood over the stove should be cleaned outside and in. The heat, as we said earlier, that if it's not wiped down, you know, that could drip down into what you're cooking currently. Because the cost of appliances is so high, I try it myself, to keep appliances clean and treat them with the love and care that they deserve. The goal is to extend their life as much as possible so that we will not have to replace them. In an article about the cost of stoves, an induction stove, and that's the new stove, I talked to a gentleman at Sears in Sears Appliance Department. He told me that the cost of the induction stove, because it's new, it possibly will, you know, it's high now, but it'll go down. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you wanted an induction stove, the new fancy stove, you'd be paying $1,800. Yes, you would be paying $1,800. A small apartment refrigerator, I learned doing my research at Lowe's last week, starts at $400. Starts at $400. And that's bigger than the dorm refrigerator, but smaller than, you know, it's just your standard refrigerator, $400 starting price. To repair the garbage disposal pipes and plumbing fees can exceed $500, and no one wants to wash their earnings down the drain. Get it? Your earnings down? Yeah, okay. I'm sure you got it. The kitchen is an important room. Research and even ask questions about the operation of your appliances. I had no clue about the self-cleaning oven feature on my stove. I guess I should have asked, but I didn't. That would have saved the burn smell that lasted in our apartment for a few a few hours. We actually had to open the sliding door. It really burned in there. It was not good. Read the manual as much as you can, as often as you need to. Every appliance comes with a manual. If you're renting an apartment and you're not sure of something, approach your landlord and ask if you can, if they know where the manual is, if they have the manual among the paperwork. A lot of times, the manuals are included in one of the drawers in the kitchen. I learned that too. So read the manuals and keep the kitchen productive and safe for all. Okay, I had told you that I wanted to give you some numbers. Let's talk about washing dishes by hand versus using the dishwasher. The dishwasher uses 4 gallons of water, on average. It uses 4 gallons of water for one load of dishes. Running the dishwasher actually saves water. It takes 4 times as much water, about 16 gallons, to clean the same load of dishes by hand. 4 times what it is to use the dishwasher to wash that same load. This is from the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. So, I mean, keeping your appliances clean and using them and knowing how can save you money. I also wanted to talk to you an article in HGTV magazine. It is a bad thing to pour grease down the drain, and we already talked about that. Oil, butter, bacon drippings, and other forms of fat can build up inside your home's sewage line. It can go past the garbage disposal, past the drains, and into the sewage line for your home. It says here, it says it can eventually clog it up completely. The more clog you have, the more cost is going to be to get it unclogged. So using our appliances the way we should can help save money. For the landlord, if things get too out of hand in an apartment, it is possible that the landlord can charge you for the repair. Yes. My daughter, we had her sink in her bathroom was clogged, and they came to fix it. After he fixed it and was walking out the door, he did let her know that it was a lot of hair in there. And so to relieve that, he suggested getting one of those plastic covers that while you're combing and washing and fixing and spraying your hair, that you put it on there protected so that the hair won't fall in the drain. Okay, another article about other things in the drain, is it's bad to push bits of food down the kitchen drain. It says, unless you have a garbage disposal, and you still have to be careful, even with a garbage disposal, toss scraps in the trash or a compost bin, not down the sink. It says, and clogs aren't the only problem. Food debris can also wear away older steel and copper pipes, eventually causing them to leak. So not only will they be clogged, but water can be leaking. And also I wanted to make sure, and I'm hoping that I did mention that, is that when you are using the garbage disposal, that you use cold water to assist whatever it is you're washing down there to go down. And we do not, repeat, we do not put last night's leftovers in the garbage disposal. It is not a garbage can. I will make sure that I put some of these points on the Facebook page, so that if you want to remember, if you say, I think Pam said this, or I think Pam said that, I will post some of them so that you'll be in the know. And how does a self-cleaning feature in an oven work? It burns the food. I asked my daughter, I said, did you know that? And she said, yeah, I knew that. Well, Mom didn't know that. So you just, be careful. Be careful. Well, I was hoping that someone called in and we didn't get any calls. I You know, what I want to say to you, too, is to please do your own research. There is not a problem with you asking questions. You can ask questions of the appliance staff at Lowe's or Menards or the Home Depot. If you're renting, you can ask your landlord. If you're buying, you can ask the condo association if you're buying a condo. Or if you're in a single-family home, you can still, again, you can ask a plumber. A plumber should be able to tell you everything you need to know. And, you know, their services are not cheap. They are experts in their field. They can come and change a pipe or unclog a sink or a drain in a matter of minutes unless they need Roto-Rooter to come in, you know, to get to actually swirl using that little snake to go up the pipe. But they know what they're doing, but you pay for their services. So let's make our kitchens safe. Let's for everyone to use and odor free if possible. If possible. Okay. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I extended the time just in case someone wanted to call in. We haven't received any calls. I'm gonna take a break for 1 second, and hopefully, if you want to call in, give me a call. If you want to give your suggestions on how you keep your appliances clean, if you have an issue with anything I've said today, let's talk about it. Give me a call here in the studio. It's 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. No idea what happened. I hope everybody's okay because my ear is hurting. Anyway, listen, I appreciate you guys hanging in with me. No one has called, but I want to share something. I know that I talked about the induction stove and saying that it is a new product. In fact, it is a new product. Good Housekeeping noted that it has their seal of approval. What is an induction stove? The boil test. Let's talk about this. It says it takes induction, and they used a pot of boiling water. 15 minutes to warm up an entire pot of water. It would take an electric stove 20 minutes and a gas stove 25 minutes. Okay? What they say happens is that the induction stove, food starts cooking instantly in the pot, even though the cooktop never gets hot. A current flows through a copper wire coil beneath the cooktop surface, producing an electromagnetic field that induces, I guess that's hence the induction range, induces cookware to heat up. An electric or gas cooktop, the elements heat up and transfer the heat to the pot. Induction cuts out the middleman, and they say that's pretty cool. And then maybe that could be why it costs $1,800. That's an induction stove. So I wanted to give you that information. I really hope that this show was informative. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to post them at the Facebook page. And that is, again, www.facebook.com/onedesigner2ideas. And, I suggested somewhere in the show, during the show, that you guys research it for yourself. I think that helps everyone a lot. Okay, we will return on Thursday, this coming Thursday, with a decor short and preview of next Monday's show. If there are no calls and there are no comments, this has been Pam for One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day and see ya on Thursday.